This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Love hearing from you folks, and I got a message from Jimmy from Sarasota. He said he saw me last year. We helped him. He said I'm the guy that he helped out with the Verizon COVID issue. When I told him what I would have done, he said it saved him for a couple of years, but he got laid off looking for a continuous improvement consulting role. Didn't know if I had any connections. He's a Six Sigma trainer, process and systems liaison. And knows I have connections and said, you know, if I could help him out, I would. I don't know. I don't have the connections I used to from when I was in management consulting. And I am consulting with other companies right now because that's how I got to pay my bills. But the companies I'm consulting with aren't doing what he's doing. So if there is anybody out there who could use a guy who, you know, I think is a good guy. I think he's got a military background as well. But if you can help Jimmy out, give me a call, 844-551-8255. Manufacturing, if you're in the manufacturing area, because if he's Six Sigma, that's what he's about. But let me know. And as he said, he's a continuous improvement consulting is what he does. So love to help Jimmy out. And I'm not trying to be a matchmaker here for jobs or whatever, but he sent me a note, and I just want you guys to know I read them. And we do what we can to respond. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, things are picking up, not as fast as I like, but that's hardly ever going to happen. But I will tell you, there will come a point where I will quit talking about it. But I will tell you, the response to the sponsors that we have, we picked up a gold sponsor, so I'll be talking about that. We'll give you a link that you can go to get gold. I actually have my gold sponsor pay me in gold because I want you to understand what it's like to when you invest in gold and they send it to you and you watch it grow. When I started investing in gold years ago, it was at $1,500 an ounce. It's $2,100 now. So it is a solid investment. It is an NVIDIA, but it's a solid investment. And I would suggest you take a look at that. We'll get more details. We have another wellness guy. Oh, my gosh. When I bring this up, I'm going to tell you, this is the type of thing that can save your life. These guys are amazing. And you've already heard me talking about verbsprayvitamins.com. I use them every day. Before I come on the show, I give myself an energy spray in the mouth. 90% immediate. You can feel it. You can feel the jolt. If you know your body, you'll feel it. And you can lessen your dependence on caffeine. They've also got a vitamin regimen. So get on their recurring vitamin list. And they did this because it was all with the right idea. Vitamins were too expensive for the poor. They wanted them to be available. They wanted it to be easy. They didn't want you to waste them where you're peeing them out in the toilet, you know, every day. But they get absorbed in your body and you feel the jolt. And made in the USA by military people. And they've made this formulation. I mean, it is done right. All the stuff. I mean, all the documentation for it. This isn't, you know, quackery. And as I tell you guys, anything that I recommend to you, I've used. So glad you guys are responding. They call me back. Kevin, a lot of people are using the code ACTION, which is verbsprayvitamins.com. ACTION. Put that in there. You get the deepest discount for it. And they taste great. I promise you, you'll like them. So, but thanks for the support. And again, go to the shop. I still am so proud of my Trump tennis shoes, my sneakers. Get them, even if you just put them on your mantelpiece. Don't wear them. Put them on your mantelpiece. They're a great thing to talk about. And I think a lot of this stuff is going to be collector's items because you can't get them anywhere else. We make them. It was my design out of my brain. So glad that you guys are supporting me. The show is still being shadow banned. But, you know, we're holding our own. I would love to see a 10x increase in my numbers. And the team is certainly working on that. Another couple things housekeeping-wise that are going on. We're going to take the Flick Fest public. That will be an offering that you guys can get involved in. And let me tell you what that means. It means we're going to challenge Netflix and Hollywood. We're going to make our own films. We're going to greenlight productions. We're going to be a distribution network for people that want to show their films that can't get them in the theaters. General Flynn's got a film coming out. And he when I talked to his team, distribution is their biggest issue. They can't distribute it the right way. They're going to four-wall it. I'm not going to give away too many details, but they're going to four-wall it, and they're having trouble getting theaters that want to show his film. This is the stuff we got to stop. We have to stop this cultural battles that we're going against. We control the economy as conservatives. Think about a day without a conservative. If we took our money out of the economy for a day, what would it be? It would be devastation. Leftists, only money they have is ours. The government giving them our money. I don't run from anything. Oh, Kevin, you'll get boycotted. Boycott me. There's conservatives out there that say, Kevin, we'll support what you're doing because you're doing the right stuff. Look, you can make this about me all you want, but this is about your children and grandchildren. This is not about me. I'm the canary, the black canary in the coal mine. I got coal dust all over me trying to sound the alarm. But this is not about me. It's about what they're doing to us, what they're doing to Jimmy. You know, he just lost his job. I don't know why. It isn't because he's not good at it. I don't believe that. I think it's because of this Biden economy. How many people have you spoken to that are going, man, Biden has kicked my butt? You've heard me say it last year and part of this year. I can't wait for Donald Trump to get back into office. I will take a big sigh of relief. Even if I don't have a dollar in the bank, I'll be like, at least I got a shot. Unbelievable what these people will do and how they've crippled us. And some people believe it's intentional. I talked about the Baltimore thing. Lara Logan says, think about what that does. It disrupts the supply chain in so many ways. Everything goes up. You can't use that shipping channel. Look at how much product is on those big container ships and ask yourself, what's going to be the disruption? One of my friends joked and said, Kevin, your seatbelt for that car that you still got at the shop is over there. Oh, I so hope that's not true. We were given a date of June now to get that seatbelt in my wife's car. But I hope it's not on that container ship. Oh, because think about all the product that's on that ship right now. What are they going to do with that? I don't know. All right, well, we've been talking about conspiracies today. Who really attacked Russia? That was the first thing we covered in the previous hour. And then the bridge collapse. But there's another conspiracy, and it has to do with Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney turned turncoat and traitor. What are we going to be discussing about him? Well, the question is, did he have an affair?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to preface this story with, I don't know if it's true or not, but the question has to be asked because it was a tweet. And here's what the tweet read. Accusations emerged that Michael Cohen was having an affair with Stormy Daniels since 2006 and that the hush money scheme was cooked up by Cohen to extort the Trump Organization before the 2016 election. Avenatti, Michael Avenatti, shared details of his client Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford's case, and the fact that her and Michael Cohen, it should have been she and Michael Cohen, were actually having an affair since 2006. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This would certainly shed some light on, you know, what all this is about with Trump. Doesn't that mean it would put it in a different flavor? Is that, that's not even the right way to put that. But you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to make a correction there. In 2019, Vox reported on the testimony that was going to sink Donald Trump. You remember how that worked out? They said, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, is back in the headlines as he testifies before Congress, and thus, so is Stormy Daniels. Daniels, the porn actress whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, is one of the central figures in the ongoing campaign finance legal woes of Cohen and President Trump. Daniels alleged she had an affair with Trump in 2006, and Cohen paid her $130K to keep quiet about it ahead of the 2016 election. Cohen, this part is what always cracks me up, has pleaded guilty to 8 federal crimes, including campaign finance violations related to the payout. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his misdeeds. He implicated Trump in his admissions in court, saying hush money payouts for Daniel and Karen McDougal, a former Playboy model who said she had an affair with Trump, were made, quote, in coordination with and at the direction of a federal candidate for office in order to influence the election. That candidate, of course, was President Trump. Now, think about it. So Karen McDougal, they said they had a tape of Trump with McDougal. I will never forget this. They played this audio tape. It's Trump. Somebody recorded it. It wasn't Trump. And Karen McDougal is talking to Trump, and she's like, well, I'm implicated or whatever. And Donald says, you know, I'm really sorry that they implicated you in this. He goes, it's terrible what they do. And he went on, and he never said, you know, I don't know how you got implicated. They never should have known. There was no sign in that audio where Trump was like, you know, I'm sorry they figured it out or whatever. He was like, I'm really sorry for you. This never should have happened. It's all a farce. He's essentially saying, you and I know I didn't do anything. I didn't solicit you or whatever. I don't know how they drug you into this. It's a shame. And it was supposed to be explosive. Kind of like when Rachel Maddow did his taxes, right? It was going to be an explosive deal. It was nothing. It was Trump effectively showing that even when you were recording me, and unknowingly, I don't know who did it. Was it McDougal? Somebody putting her up to it? But somebody had the recording. And Donald Trump, and it wasn't like he was talking in code. Like, you know, hey, listen, he was literally having a conversation where he's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm sorry they're dragging you into this. It's all political. You've done nothing wrong. I've certainly done that. It was so eye-opening that it was, again, one of these other things where I was like, man, the media will do anything to get you. And so I don't know if Cohen was having an affair with Stormy Daniels, but does it make sense that if he was, and he went to Trump and said, look, this girl, she's extorting us. What do you want me to do about it? Because, again, who ended up in prison? And think about also this. This is what gets me when you talk about character. They went after Cohen. If he'd done nothing wrong, I don't know how you feel, but if I'm Trump's attorney, they've raided me. They tell me, this is what you better do. I would say, let me tell you something. I'm not going to admit to anything that did not happen. I don't care what you do to me. And I would go to Donald Trump and say, here's what they're trying to do. I would record every conversation and I would say, I don't care if they put me in jail, but I want you to pardon me because I've done nothing wrong here. But Cohen didn't do that. He let them manipulate him. I would have stuck by. And again, I'm telling you, if all this stuff, 8 different counts. I don't know what they did. You know how they pile on. I have no clue how it all works, but here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to accept a punishment on something I didn't do. There's no amount of plea, nothing. I will tell you, and here's why I tell you that, because if I'm ever put in the court and they say, oh, you're accused of this and that and this and that, and I'm going to go, I have not done one single thing like it. And I'm not pleading. You'll go to jail for the rest of your life. Fine. Because then you know that you can fight my case. You can say, we're going to get Kevin out of jail. Because if he did it, he'd admit it. If he didn't do it, he's not going to admit it. And that would be the end of that. But Cohen didn't do that. He's a turncoat. He pleaded guilty. And I don't know, again, I don't know the legalities and all that. That's not my field of expertise. But I'm glad his bud got put in jail. But guess what? The guy that's fighting every case and saying, I didn't do it. You're not going to make me admit it. I'll pay the fines or whatever, and I'm going to get my money back. And when I get back in office, there's going to be hell to pay. That guy, I'll stand behind. See, that's character. That's a guy that says, You're not going to manipulate me. You're not going to strong arm me. It's not going to happen. Now, is the story true or not true with respect to Stormy Daniels? I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know this. If you're a lawyer who will try to screw your own client like Cohen did with Donald Trump, then it's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility that you were like, you know what? She's pretty easy. Maybe we could work a deal. I've called Cohen a shyster because I think that's what he is. He's an attorney who will sell out his client. The one thing they talk about when you pass the bar, look, I've watched enough legal stuff to know this. You pass the bar, you're supposed to, your client is the most important thing. You can't set them up. When they confide in you, there has to be that relationship that says, I have to be able to tell you everything so you can fight the best case for me. Even sometimes if you're guilty, you have to say, look, I did it. Now, defense attorneys will tell you most of the time these guys don't admit it. But Trump didn't do anything wrong. If he's giving you the scoop, if you're handling all his books and his legal stuff, you have to know everything about him. That's why that relationship is so, you know, tight. And the courts don't let it get broken with attorney-client privilege. So here's a guy turns on his client to suit his own interests. And what makes me wonder is what else was he doing behind Trump's back? What had he done over the years? You know, when did the Democrats try to get to him? At what point? I don't know. When did they nudge him and say, you better be scared and better hope we don't come after you? And then he decide, you know what? Now I'll start turning, you know, looking for stuff. When did that call happen? Because it probably did. But what did it get him? Nothing good. What did it get the Democrats? Mud in their face.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A panel of United Nations nuclear weapons experts will not be continuing their annual reviews of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That after Russia vetoed a measure seeking a continuation of the UN's annual review. China abstained from the vote. Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested, this thug.
The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you an Apple bigot? Well, my wife happens to be one. And she loves Apple. And she, a couple times, she said to me, "Hey, can you do something on my computer, whatever?" And I go up there to her, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so different. And look, I get it. People love their Apples. I remember when people were telling me, if you're going to be a graphic artist, get an Apple, and they show me how fast they can do stuff, and it is absolutely amazing. And I'm clunkering through it on a PC. I'm not even talking about the phones yet. I'm clunkering through it on a PC, and I'm like, whew, that was tough. And then they go, "Ooh, look, watch how you're doing on Apple." But then the PC was big on Word and Excel and all the other stuff. And I don't know. It seems like it's six in one, half a dozen in the other. If you ask me, my PC is fine. And my Android phone is fine. I do understand the integration of all the Apple stuff, but I can get most of the apps for that Apple has on either my PC or Android. And the technology is such now that, quite frankly, I think it is truly six in one, half a dozen in the other. But oh, the Apple operating system at Apple. And you hear these people, they are so proud of themselves. You would think they designed it. They're bigots. But what Apple people overlook is how much Apple forces you to upgrade to keep that integration. And I don't know that I like all of it either. I don't know that I want Apple knowing every single stroke that I take on the keyboard. I mean, it is to the point of ridiculous. My wife can track our kid. She tracks our cars. I got some notice on my phone. It said, Apple tag is whatever. And I text her. I said, "Hey, who's watching us?" She goes, "No, I put that on the car for our kid." Okay, cool. But I'm telling you, she knows every single location we go to. I know you can, when we have friends that go out of, one went out of the country, and they tagged each other in case our friend got kidnapped. We wouldn't know where she was. Like, we could go all Liam Neeson taken on him, you know. "I will find you, and I will get you." I'm thinking, all we'll know is, well, she's somewhere in the Colombian jungle, right about here. Can you send in special forces? I'm not calling in any chits on anybody else. Sorry, friends, I love you, but I got to save those chits for me in case I get kidnapped. I get a sat phone and go, "Yo, Delta Force, it's KJ, they got me." Oh, I would consider making a phone call for you. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the Apple stuff is all overpriced. I can get a functioning PC that is absolutely smoking fast for under $1,500. Easy. Under $1,000. I mean, these things are, when I tell you smoking fast, they are fast. And my phone, my Android phone, I tell people that have Apples, I go, "You got a great gadget, but you don't have a phone." Half the time, I got 5 bars. Melissa's like, oh, you got 3 bars. Only got 2 bars. I don't have a signal. I got mine. Android works. The Koreans know how to link up to that satellite and let me make a phone call. Try dialing 911 on your Apple. It'll be like, you want to take a selfie? I know people are out there going, Kevin, I have an Apple. I'm not making fun of you necessarily. I'm just saying you may be paying a premium and not be getting premium service. One of my buddies, he called me up. He's on a budget right now, a very strict budget. He says, yeah, he goes, man, he's telling me all his technology woes. Well, I'm doing this and I'm on an abacus doing my counting. And he goes, he said something about my phone. It's really, it's technically dead, but I'm keeping it charged until my service plan does this or that. And he's giving me the who shot John on his Apple. He's like an Apple generation 6. He still can't afford to catch up with whatever one because he's on the installment plan. I told him, you could have bought a jet for what you paid for all those Apple upgrades. And then he's got to play catch up. I go, hi, man, you better hope you hit the lottery to play catch up with an Apple. But he says, yeah, my charger died and I got to get this $40 Apple charger. I said, do you know what an Android? I said, number one, first, an Android charger is like a regular USB 3. You can get that thing for $3 at a CVS where everything's marked up 3,000%. You could get a $3 cord to be charging your Android, but Apple, you got to pay $40 for a charger. Are you kidding me? I could buy a burner phone for cheaper than that. As a joke, I probably should have sent him a burner phone. But here's the thing about Apple. They're predatory. They set up their own ecosystem. They got, I don't know. By the way, Apple, just so you know, all you bigots out there carrying Apple, you are not the majority. Y'all act like Democrats. Like, yeah, look at my Apple. I'm blah, blah, look at us. You're the minority. If we're truly in a telephone democracy or even a PC democracy, you are a flick. But anyway, so what was I talking about? Oh, the predatory. So we have the FlickFest, which is our film streaming service. And to get the Apple app on that service, they charge you 30%. So a lot of people try to figure out how to get around it. Because, for example, we charge $5 to get on our service. Apple takes $1.50 off the top. They haven't done anything. They do nothing. And they're not going to advertise. It isn't like they're going to go, well, Kevin, we're going to really promote you over Netflix and Tubi and FUBU and all this other. Nope. We just take 30%. You go do all the work. We're going to take 30%. No inventory, no nothing. It isn't like, at least with Amazon, when I sold my books, you ship books to them, they fulfilled, so they got a percentage of it. You go, well, you're doing the fulfillment, I'm still getting the lion's share, no problem. And I get to put it on Amazon, advertise, etc. But Apple, they don't do anything, there's no fulfillment, it's a service. Well, to have access to our technology, you must pay a premium. So they charge you 30% just to get your stuff listed. They won't let other developers do stuff. It's only Apple's team or whatever. I mean, it's a completely communist environment. It really is. And so, you can't get around it if you're going to do your stream service through iTunes. And for the record, here's another thing you probably don't know. So my show is streamed, my radio show is streamed. We load it up on Spreaker. And then Spreaker sends it out to all these different services, including iTunes. iTunes is the only one that won't pay us and won't even get, I mean, we get stats, but they technically don't have to give us stats. And I forget the details around it. But again, Apple is its own little world. Every other service reports who we are, you know, what we get, the number of downloads, etc. So I don't know how many people listen to my show on Apple. I don't. I'd love to know. I'd love to know how many people listen to my show anywhere and everywhere. And some people do. When I say, tell me where you are, send me a note, give me a phone call. By the way, let me give you the information. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to give out a generic email at some point, too, so people can just email me. And I know a lot of folks want to be off the grid. Trust me, guys, you're not off the grid. You think you don't have your email. Kevin, I got a protected email. No, you don't. Unless you have a level E email, which is, if you know what I'm talking about, there's five different levels of email. And only one of them is pretty much untrackable. The rest of them are trackable. Trust me, you're not getting away with anything. But yeah, so you get hit with all these different fees. Apple forces you to upgrade. I remember one time Melissa's phone, it would go off in the middle of the night at like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, every morning like clockwork. And it wasn't like it was she didn't have a timer on it or a clock interface, you know, an alarm. And finally, she called Apple and they said, yeah, it's time to upgrade. Okay, so you're going to annoy us at 3 o'clock in the morning because it's time to upgrade? The phone would just go off. I mean, loud. It was hysterical. Well, it wasn't actually. I mean, we kind of started chuckling about it after a while. But she was forced to upgrade. So I literally look at Apple and say, you're no different than the government in terms of your products. And I get it. It's an integrated thing. But really, and I get that from a business standpoint, it makes sense. If I can build my little ecosystem and keep everybody in it, you know, good for me. But you got to let them out. It ain't Hotel California, Apple. Wow. But here's the thing. The government is like, there's only one gangster up in here. They've noticed Apple. They've taken notice of one of America's largest companies, and they're suing them. And this, look, by the way, it's a continuation of what Trump already knew about Apple, but Joe Biden's in an election year. So he has to make it look like he's going to protect the consumer. Well, where was he while all this was developing? This is not a secret. Joe Biden's been president, a fake president, for going on 4 years, and he's now going to start solving problems to help the little guy out. I don't know why I'm not buying it. Maybe you have an idea. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The government is going after Apple, and it's about time. And there are people out there probably trying to correct me. Kevin, Apple is the dominant blah, blah, blah. No, they're not. Not in the world. They are in the United States. I will stand corrected on that part. My Cracker Jack producer is the one who called me out on it. Yeah. Ha! Enjoy. Gloat. But gloat, not the whole point. Let me give you some numbers. So Windows versus Apple, at one point was 86% of the market Windows, 13% was Apple. Now Windows is 53%, Apple is 31%. That is a significant jump, almost 20% jump for Apple, and about a 33% decrease for Windows. On the Android side, on the phone side, in the U.S., the iPhone is almost 58% of the market. Globally, this is 2023 numbers, Android is 70% of the market. Apple is roughly 30%. iPhone users have 44% higher average salary than Android users, which Melissa sent me a video, and it was they were interviewing people on the street, and the girl said, Apple, or they go, Apple, of course. And then they go, would you date an Android guy? No. And it was a complete, and I'll be honest with you, I don't even know if it was a spoof. I think there are people that they go, oh, I'm not dating somebody that's with an Android. There's a real bigotry out there. In the U.S., 58% market share for Apple. I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't have believed that if I hadn't had these producers throw it in my face. Mm-hmm. Gen Z and millennials are more likely to be iPhone users. 47% of former Android users say the iPhone provides a better user experience. Again, I probably don't doubt that. I mean, there's a part of me that goes, I don't doubt it. I know when I watch somebody design a logo on their Apple and what it had taken for us to do it on the PC, I was sold. I watched a friend of mine do radio. He did his show, was filming it. It was so phenomenal to watch all the integrate. It was like, bah, 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 and he cut it and had it out on the internet before I could go come back with coffee. And I thought, that is impressive. I'm sure the productivity would go through the roof, but that change management, I guess I'm getting too old. I'm too long in the tooth. I don't want to do it. 29% of former iPhone users say Android is more affordable. I know it goes both ways. I'm going to tell you that it does. When it flips back, if you're on Apple and you're sick of getting forced into the upgrades, forced into paying 30, 40% more for stuff that you shouldn't be paying for, and then all the surtaxes and all the other crap that they put on there. You know what? I'll go blue collar. I'll be the blue collar Android guy. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know what I'm figuring out? People want to make money without having to do anything. I mean, you look at these companies. It's automatic upgrades, automatic this. They give you more than you want, and because you can't, there's nothing you can do. In other words, they trap you into where you're just paying. You're like, okay, it's just another $30 a month. So you just do it. And think about all the money that you spend that's just nickel and dimed. You know, I could go into a whole thing on it, but I get sick of the little things that get me. You know, where you're constantly paying something. You're like, why? Why am I paying that? And it's a nagging amount of money, but not enough for you to maybe do anything about it. That's how they've trained us these days. I want to get to this government suing Apple, though. The DOJ sued Apple, saying the iPhone ecosystem is a monopoly that drove its astronomical valuation at the expense of consumers, developers, and rival phone makers. See, what they're telling you is this. Without Apple doing its predatory business practices, I mean, they are truly the robber barons of today, technology robber barons. There's no way they grow like that. Those numbers that I'm giving you are astronomical. And it isn't so much that, I mean, don't misunderstand me. Apple may have a very cool ecosystem that lets you do certain things, but the PC has caught up in many aspects, and so has the Android. The Android phone is an amazing phone. And I'm dedicated to Samsung. I hate to say it, but I don't do IBM or whatever, but I'm dedicated to Samsung because they have, my watch is integrated with it, my phone is a Samsung, my PC is a Samsung. You know, so they're integrating to the point where they could probably compete with an Apple. At some point, Samsung is formidable, but Apple is making it to where you can't compete. They're doing it intentionally. And the government has stepped in. So they say the lawsuit claims Apple's anti-competitive practices extend beyond the iPhone and the Apple Watch businesses, citing Apple's advertising, browser, FaceTime, and news offerings. Each step in Apple's course of conduct built and reinforced the moat around its smartphone monopoly, according to the suit filed by the DOJ. So Apple's shares took a hit. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, here's what I would tell you. My suspicion is the reason why Apple is only 30%, I mean, that's a big chunk, of the world market but they're 58% of the U.S. market is, they've been operating in the U.S. pretty much with immunity. But the world looks at it and goes, uh-uh, we're not going to let that happen. So look, thinking about the size of the Asian market, the Asians are going, uh-uh, you white boys from Apple are not going to come in here and dominate us. So South Korea, which of course is where Samsung's located, they, you know, chat with their Asian friends. And in this particular case, China probably looked at it and said, yeah, we don't have as much control over that operating system as we'd like. So we'll stick with this one. I don't know. I mean, you get into the geopolitical aspects of it, and it's a whole other can of worms. Because here's what I can tell you. As far as China goes, they're going to try to crack the code of whoever. And their laws are going to make sure that China gets over. I bet you there's a whole other set of laws in China for Apple than there is certainly here in America. I mean, that's not going out too far on a limb, is it? Anyway, they went on to say this. The Justice Department said that to keep consumers buying iPhones, Apple moved to block cross-platform messaging. So, like, for example, one time Melissa was on a phone. She was flying, and she sent me a message through some... She sent it to our son, because they both have Apples. They're bigots. And I was like, how'd you talk to Mom? He goes, well, she sent me a message from the phone, from the plane. I was like, how'd she do that? And it was some special app, I guess. I don't know what it's called. I don't even try to learn Apple lingo. So I was like, you got to be kidding. So next time I flew, I thought that it was an app I could use. I was like, oh, when I get in the plane, I'll contact you, whatever. And I'm looking for this app. It's not on my Android phone. So I think that's what they're talking about. So they said, cross-platform messaging, limited third-party wallet and smartwatch capability, and disrupted non-app store programs and cloud streaming services. So, as I said earlier in the previous segment, Apple charges everybody that wants to get to their customer base a premium. I've got to tell you, I'm back to being shocked that 58% of the people in America use an Apple. It certainly explains a lot about our coverage. I've looked at Android and PC usage as the biggest deal. Hell, we should be looking at Apple. I'm looking at my team going, y'all better get on the stick. They said the challenge represents a significant risk to Apple's walled garden business model. The company says that complying with regulations costs money, and it could prevent it from introducing new products or services, and it could hurt consumer demand. Let me tell you something. What else are you going to put on the phone? You're going to put a bathroom? You're going to put a plane? What else can I do with this phone? Let me tell you. You already know. I don't need to tell you what you do with your phone. You got your video. You got your camera. Camera's good enough to film movies on. Have you seen what your camera can do? Seriously. You've got a recording device. You've got broadcasting capabilities you can do with various apps. I could do my radio show from either phone, Android or Apple. You've got, you know, TV coming in. You've got a notepad. You've got access to all kinds of office type stuff. It's just a pain in the butt to use the keyboard, but you get what I'm saying. What else could you want? You've got access to the world's information on the internet. That little phone is everything you need to do. What else could Apple? Well, we're just going to make it faster. We're going to make your camera better. Okay. Have you looked at the earlier versions of cameras and to where we are now? What? I don't need to see craters on the moon, for goodness sakes. Anyway, I hope the government wins this lawsuit. Apple bigots.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.